That does look good,
said the ghost in the rough, sadly, watching Harry cut up his steak. Can't you?
I haven't eaten for nearly 400 years,
said the ghost.
I don't need to, of course, but one does miss it. I don't think I've introduced myself. Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Porpington at your service, resident ghost of Gryffindor Tower.
I know who you are, said Ron suddenly. My brothers told me about you. You're nearly headless Nick.
I would prefer you to call me Sir Nicholas de Mimsey,
the ghost began stiffly. But sandy-haired Seamus Finnegan interrupted.
Nearly headless? How can you be nearly headless?
Sir Nicholas looked extremely miffed, as if their little chat wasn't going at all the way he wanted.
Like this,
he said irritably. He seized his left ear and pulled. His whole head swung off his neck and fell onto his shoulder as if it was on a hinge. Someone had obviously tried to behead him, but not done it properly. Looking pleased at the stunned looks on their faces, nearly headless Nick flipped his head back onto his neck, coughed and said,
So, new Gryffindors, I hope you're going to help us win the house championship this year. Gryffindors have never gone so long without winning. Slytherins have got the cup 6 years in a row. The bloody Baron's becoming almost unbearable. He's the Slytherin ghost.
Harry looked over at the Slytherin table and saw a horrible ghost sitting there with blank staring eyes, a gaunt face and robes stained with silver blood. He was right next to Malfoy, who, Harry was pleased to see, didn't look too pleased with the seating arrangements.
How did he get covered in blood? Asked Seamus with great interest.
I've never asked,
said nearly headless Nick delicately.